VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Pronunciation Challenge is a platform for you to practice your speaking and your listening as well. Most importantly, it is for free. Yeah, you heard me. F-R-E-E. Free. Now go check out the VoiceTube website at tw.voicetube.com and download our application to get access to countless of interesting videos while practicing English, having fun with other VoiceTubers. Now come join the family and I'll catch you up there. Oh crap. What's the answer to this question? I can't fail this subject. I remember it's on the third page of my notes, and it's on the upper part of that freaking paper. And I remember there's a raccoon next to it, because I was so sleepy then, and I found my teacher resembled a raccoon. Wait, no, raccoon is not the point. Why do I remember nothing important but a meaningless raccoon? Hello peeps, welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. I am Soraya. Do you find that you always remember some trivial things and forget the important stuff like I do? Maybe that's not your, well, not your brain's fault, since finals are coming, or it's happening. Let me give you a piece of advice to help you memorize things. Dance or do some silly things while reciting boring things might help. Don't you believe me? Go watch the video and you'll understand what I'm saying. And now, time for our sentence of the day. If it had been incredible or god-awful, that meal would have left a strong impression on you and would dictate your future behavior. If it had been incredible or god-awful, that meal would have left a strong impression on you and would dictate your future behavior. 如果那顿饭十分美味或是极为难吃，那么它便会深深地烙印在脑中，并支配你往后的行为。 Alright, first thing first, let's pay attention to the grammar of the sentence. 应该很明显可以看到这句句子是一个假设句，因为句首有一个 if 嘛。而或许你没有注意到这个句子里面使用的都是过去式。而更具体的来说呢，条件句就是句逗号以前的那个部分，是用过去完成式加过去分词 had been incredible， 而结果句呢就是逗号之后的那个部分，是用过去形态的助动词加 have 加过去分词，就是 would have left。这样的假设句子主要是在表达与过去的事实相反。也就是对于过去的事情做假设，就是如果在过去的时候你做哪件事情，说不定结果就会不一样，大概是用在这样的情况下。举例来说， If you had studied hard, you could have passed the test. 在过去的时候，如果你认真念书了，或许那个时候你就可以通过这场考试。 OK, 又懂了吗？所以就是在于对于过去已经发生过的事情做假设的一个概念哦。其实假设句 if 的文法蛮多变的，取决于一些动词上面时态的选择，他们会是针对不同的状况下面去做假设。那我这边就先讲解例句使用的这个状况，如果还想要知道更多不同状况 if 的这个文法使用呢，我会把讲解部落格贴在资讯栏里面，你们可以再去点开来看看哦。Alright, and now pronunciation tips time. The sentence is divided into three segments by the commas. 这个句子呢，刚好被逗号分成了三个部分。Alright, the first part. If it had been incredible or god-awful. 在这个句子里面呢 god-awful 是一个口语上做强调这东西真的很烂的意思。硬要翻成中文的话，应该就是什么没天良之类的吧。god-awful。God awful， 所以在念 God 这个字的时候，可以 应该说念这整个字的时候都可以夸张，然后强调一点，就是 God awful。那发 awful 这个音的时候，口腔保持圆润，发出一个类似于欧美那种 awful 这样子 awful 这个音。All right, second part. That meal would have left a strong impression on you. 首先 meal 中间 ea 的母音组合是发长音 e， 所以要记得发 meal。好 would have 是 would have 的缩写，那个 have 被缩短，然后跟 would 连在一起，所以念起来会变成 would have， 有一点点感觉是 w-o-u-l-d-i-v 之类的，有一点点 v 的那个音，就是 would have。 好，那最后呢，这一个 part 最后的呢是 impression 中间 double s 的这个组合是发 sh， 就是 impression 要记得发出来哦。 Alright, last but not least， 第三个部分 and would dictate your future behavior。 dictate 是在这里是决定支配的意思，发音的重音是在第一个音节 dictate， 不是发在第二个音节 dictate 这样子哦，是 dictate。好，那 behavior 中间有一个短短的 it 音，记得要发出来，不要忽略它哦，是要 behavior 不是 behavior 这样子哦。那最后的最后，我们来轻松的看一下这句句子里面有趣的单字吧。第一个就是我刚刚有讲到的 awful 就是一个极坏的、恶劣的、糟糕的、令人极不愉快的这种，就是都是很负面的词。那它也在生活中非常的常见。你想要讲说，天哪，这个人太坏了吧？也可以讲说 that person is awful， 或者是说，哦，这顿饭超难吃的 ，that meal is awful。在生活中要讲这种很烂啊之类的这种，其实还有很多替代用法，像最常见就是 bad， 或者是也是很常见的 terrible。那口语中很常见的，好比说 suck， 或者是 crap。相信你们应该一定有听过这个用法哦，好比说 ，Dude, you suck， 意思就是可能当某个人就做了又做了一件很废或者是很贱的事情，就想说你真的很机车，你真的很烂哎，就可以用 you suck 这样子很口语的用法哦。好，那第二个单字 impression 呢，它是一个名词，意思是印象、感想，或者是有比较有，尤其是指那种比较滑稽的那种模仿。那很常见的用法，好比说我对你的第一印象，第一印象就是 first impression。For example, my first impression of you was that you were a materialistic girl. 我对你的第一印象就是你是一个很物欲、很物质的一个女生。Materialistic 就是物质上的意思。或者是你想要表达，给某个人留下一个印象，留下一个好印象，用法是 make an impression on somebody. Make an impression on somebody.For example, he made quite an impression on the girl he met at the bar. 他给他在酒吧遇到的那个女孩子留下了一个蛮好的印象。Okay, then this is it for today's challenge. Do you guys have the same problems that I do? I think it is a common experience that you remember the details of the movie you watched during the weekend, but just cannot remember the physics equations you studied last night.Because your brain has loads of information to process, and most of the time, if things are not impressive enough, your brain would consider it unimportant and won't store it in your long-term memory. What do you think about this? Tell us about... What did you have for your dinner last night? Leave a recording and your comments down below, and I'll see you next time. See ya!